He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Kia ora, nau mai haramai ki tō tātou ao hurihuri. Hello and welcome to Our Changing World, ko Justine Murray aho. Today I catch up with PhD student Kia Mai Ellis at her lab space at the University of Waikato, Tauranga campus. Kia Maya is studying the resilience of pēpi kōra to understand how they can thrive based on a kaitiakitanga approach.
So we collected these. They were just starting to get their hard shell. We usually find them when they don't have any colour and they don't have any shell yet. So they've just come in from a larval stage and ready to settle and grow their shells.
When we first bring in the first two, they looked really unhappy. There was no algae, no other companionship, and the tank was very empty because we hadn't quite set up the habitat in the tank. So they didn't look happy at all. So you can kind of see when they're feeling good about their environment.
And then this fella over here is just, sorry, you did say it's just him and...
There's two of them.
Yeah. One of them hides at the back, but he's come out because he can smell the food. I'm actually quite attached to these pēpi kōra because they have such characters. There's one there that comes out and dances around and plays. So we have a little kōrero and I feed them mostly shrimp pellets, but the first experiment that I'll be running will be based on the food preferences and best diet for on-growing crayfish to a healthy state. So that one is going to be testing whether kina are going to be a good on-growing food diet for crayfish on-growing. So we're going to compare that with a mussel diet and also a shrimp pellet diet.
If we move closer here to the tank.
I think they'll be hungry because they haven't had a feed since, I think that was on Sunday.
So it's Tuesday now.
Yeah, so they'll be hungry. This one here looks a bit shy. But there's another one that's probably sitting inside that pipe. One of them hides away and the other one comes out quite happily. And we also have two. These ones are about 6 to 8 months old. We collected them last summer around September, October. And there's some smaller ones over here on the left that we just collected last week. So they're real babies over here.
Oh my goodness, oh look, it's in. How many centimetres would that be? Two?
Yeah, two if they spanned out from head to tail, 2 centimetres. So we're also studying the effects of climate change on their shell strength, so that's based on changing ocean acidity levels. So once we have the full range of tanks and more pēpi kōra to observe, we'll be studying different pH levels in the tanks to see how well their shell structure is growing stronger. So with the future forecasted acidity level changing, we want to know if that's going to affect their shell strength, which is their main form of protection in the wilds. Yeah.
And so the process of collecting the pēpi kōra from the ocean?
We have crevice collectors. When they're in the purulent state, they're looking for homes and somewhere to hide. So we built these crevice collectors for them to find refuge in. And then we pull those up each month and check what times of year they're recruiting into the harbour. The Port of Tauranga vessels are used. Without their partnership in this project, we wouldn't be able to do the research in the port zone. And this is where the baby crayfish are hiding. The ones that we are finding now, we're now permitted to bring them in and study them to see what the effects of climate change may be.
How long have these pēpi kōra been here at the facility?
These ones were just collected last week, and the big ones over there were collected around October last year. That's how long it takes to grow them. They've grown about 6 centimetres in 6 months. So it takes around 8 years to get to adult size.
So 8 years to get to adult size?
Yep. So So we have an iwi-led approach with tangata whenua identifying the decline of kauri across the last few decades, and we're looking for a restoration process where we can enhance our wild population again. Yeah, you're lucky to find the crayfish around Tauranga Moana at the moment on this side. Motiti and tuhu are probably more abundant, but here in Tauranga it's very low. Yeah.
And why is that?
It's probably more about access to the fishery. A lot of people are harvesting, and if they find a crayfish, of course they're going to take it because it's such a delicacy and a rare find these days. Yeah, there are a few harvesters out there that know where they are, but the Port Wolves, where we're doing the research, is a protected area where they seem to be able to grow in more abundance because no one's allowed to fish there.
And does that matter, having those restrictions out in the harbour, where in order to save or protect the species is to have that type of rahui against getting crayfish?
Yeah, rahui is definitely an option. Because our population is already low, there aren't many people actually harvesting, but if they do find them, of course they'll probably harvest them. But there's the opportunity to create Mātaitai Reserve bylaws.
Yes.
So when we do our population survey, that'll give us the evidence we need to start informing those decisions.
Wow. And how would you do a population survey?
We have a dive team that will go into the reef areas where kauri should be living and count, measure, check whether they're males, females, how they're reproducing,
yeah,
if they're in Gary, and all of that information is collected. Alongside Manamataka and Mātauranga Māori, the local ecology that they like to live in. So all of these things can inform us around what we can do to enhance the population. Could be habitat enhancement. So this will help inform all of those things.
And Kiamaya, when you say the word harvesting, what do you mean by harvesting?
Oh, basically diving and collecting them for
right.
pai.
Right, yeah, for the purposes of eating. Mm. Yes, right, ka
pai. With the Mātaitai Reserve, there's no commercial harvest, so it's all recreational and customary here in the Mātaitai Reserve. So our Tauranga Moana Iwi Customary Fisheries Trust, which leads this project, they have the opportunity to use this information to create bylaws if need be.
And so is your ultimate aim to create change?
Absolutely. Mm. I want to see the Māori flourishing in the environment for these crayfish. I have some footage from about 15 years ago where kauri were abundant, all before Varina and the mobile oil spill. There were loads of crayfish just living underneath the port wharves. We haven't seen them like that since, so I'm hoping this project will help bring that Māori back.
Kia Maya talks about the Māori. Now, this is the life force, the life essence or vitality of all things. So because of climate change and maritime disasters and a number of factors, I ask whether she thinks the Māori has diminished.
I believe it has. In some areas it's improving, like the sediment controls in the harbour have improved a lot, like you can see that, and even COVID-19 lockdowns helped the fishery because it effectively created a rahui. That helped the fishery as well. We were just talking about it this morning. This is just a tiny slice of the big picture, right? So I'm only focused on crayfish for this project, and the project keeps growing.
and I suppose, what's your why behind this, Kiamaya?
Oh, it's for the Moana, really. I love the Moana. I've worked with the Customary Fisheries Trust trying to develop things to enhance our fishery for a long time. Yeah, just a very strong love for the Moana and being part of helping to teach our kids to look after and care for our tai au.
Ka pai, tēnā koe ki mai. Oh, he's still there, eh? This little pepe kauri still in the corner.
He might be a bit upset because I cleaned out the whole tank the other day.
And is he in there by himself? She?
I think this is a boy.
Okay.
We haven't pulled them out to have a good look, but the females have an extra claw on the back leg.
and extra pleopods around the puku for holding eggs. So we haven't pulled them out and handled them too much to figure that out yet.
So when you say, when you look at the shell, because it is that form of protection, how would you study that?
I'm going to use the molted shell. They molt their shell when they grow out of it, so I'll collect that and then use the electron microscope to measure how much calcium, protein and chitin is in the shell.
Kia ora, Kia Maya Ellis, Nona Iwi or Tauranga Moana. This episode was produced by me, Justine Murray. Sound engineering was by Phil Benge. Find and follow Our Changing World on your favourite podcast platform or check out the show's website at rnz.co.nz/Our Changing World. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us there at RNZ Science. Thanks so much for listening. Mā te wā, kia pai tō wiki.